Good morning, everyone. My name's Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit. Our topic today is magnesium, beware of deficiency. And joining us is Megan Esser. Megan is certified in holistic nutrition and the managing director at ITL Health, an award-winning magnesium supplement manufacturer. Good morning, Megan, and welcome to Insights for Health.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
The topic of magnesium, it's an absolute essential to good health, yet most people are deficient.
Yes, unfortunately. And unfortunately, many people don't even realize that they're deficient.
I was reading that every single cell in the body requires magnesium.
Magnesium is essential to our body. I mean, it's an essential mineral. And as I mentioned, most people don't even realize that they're deficient because they don't realize how necessary magnesium is for so many processes in our body. Now, of course, our bodies are smart, and they're going to make sure that they keep us alive and use the existing magnesium we have to us, you know, to send it to, let's say, our heart to keep it pumping. You know, things that can start to wear down in the body that are just a simple result of a magnesium deficiency, which also the good news is that they can be a simple fix of, you know, a good magnesium supplement.
So the body will prioritize the organ that requires it the most?
Yes, it will, and prioritize the organ that requires it the most at that time. So, of course, like I mentioned, the heart always needs magnesium. So, of course, the body's going to prioritize giving the heart magnesium. You know, the muscles need magnesium. They'll cramp without magnesium, but, you know, we're still going to survive if our calf muscle doesn't get magnesium, but our heart muscle does need it. So, you know, there are some simple telltale signs of magnesium starting to be deficient, and that's things like muscle cramping because there's just not enough magnesium in the body.
Magnesium is a cofactor. What does that mean?
So a cofactor is like helper sort of thing. So it's part of the process. So, you know, you could say, let's say vitamin D is needed for the immune system, but magnesium is a cofactor to vitamin D, meaning that vitamin D isn't going to work properly without magnesium. So magnesium is actually a cofactor for 80% of what the body does. So it's responsible for 80% of metabolic processes in the body, which translates into between 800 to 1,000 enzymatic functions, according to current research. You know, our bodies are very complicated. There's a lot that goes on, but without magnesium helping the body do X, Y, Z, then it doesn't either do it at all or it doesn't do it optimally. When we take vitamin D, it's biologically inactive and it has to undergo two conversion processes in the body in order to be in its active form that our body can actually use. And magnesium is needed for both of those enzymatic processes. So that's what we mean as a cofactor. It's kind of like this necessary helper that things don't get done without it, even though we don't hear about it as much for certain processes like, let's say, vitamin D for immune health.
Yeah. So when you say an enzymatic action, can you explain what that is?
You know, we have digestive enzymes. We have, you know, enzymes to bind to certain things in our body to produce hormones, to produce neurotransmitters. And so when we talk about enzymatic functions, it's basically just, you know, magnesium being part of that, you know, being one of those key players to help those enzymes activate into what we need our body to do at that time. So again, you know, back to the vitamin D, you know, magnesium is one of the necessary minerals to activate the enzyme that helps activate vitamin D into its usable form.
Sounds like a process.
Yes. You know, in a sense, it seems complicated, but it is very simple.
Yeah, just have enough magnesium and we're good.
Yeah, exactly.
what's the problem, right? So folks will have these different maladies, and we'll get into that a little bit later on and some of the conditions that deficiency creates. In the diagnosis of these maladies, deficiency of magnesium is often overlooked. If a person's constipated, for example, they're probably going to focus on a fiber, yet it could be magnesium.
Right. That's actually a great one because magnesium can draw water to the bowels. Certain forms can. And magnesium can also help relax the muscles. So sometimes people's colon, it's just too tight and it can't properly loosen, you know, relax to let the stool out, or the stool doesn't have enough water in it. There's so many things that magnesium deficiency is overlooked for. Magnesium has a role in sleep, in stress, anxiety, depression, in immune health, in hormone issues, in lack of energy, in weight loss, in heart health is a huge one, bone health. There's so many things that magnesium can help for. And the great thing about magnesium is that it's very safe to take. So if you suspect that you have a health condition that relates to magnesium deficiency, it's not one of these supplements that it's like, oh, be very careful how much you take, you could get too much. It's very difficult to get too much magnesium, and that's because when we get too much magnesium, our body dispels it daily through the bowels and just cause loose bowels if we get too much. So the body doesn't store it, and that's why we also need to have it every day, because the body doesn't store it, so we need to keep giving our body magnesium, but the body will also get rid of it if it decides that we have too much.
Yeah.
So it's a very easy thing to try. It's not an expensive mineral, although, you know, big precaution, the quality of magnesium is a big factor. So don't go for the cheapest magnesium. You know, if you're going to a health food store or do some research on some of the best absorbed forms, or talk to a health professional about which form you might want, because you don't just want a cheap one. They don't always absorb as well. But it's a very simple fix to many, many health problems that people are struggling with.
Yeah, there's definitely a good, better, best.
Yes. Fortunately, the least absorbed magnesiums are the cheapest. You know, we've had people say to us about our products, like, I was told that I needed a magnesium, but it never helped me until I tried yours. Because obviously the products that they were trying before just weren't the right forms of magnesium to absorb properly for optimal health.
Now, you kind of referred to it a few minutes ago, but how would we know if we were low in magnesium?
It's not easy to know definitively, because a blood test doesn't tell us. So, you know, we often hear, oh, I just got my blood checked, my magnesium levels were fine. Well, only 1%, actually even less than 1% of magnesium in our body is found in our blood. When you say, you know, less than 1% of the magnesium in our body is found in our blood, well, where's the rest found? It's found primarily in our soft tissues, like our muscles, and in our organs, and even in our bones. And it's difficult to test that. You know, nobody's extracting things from those areas to see our levels. So we basically just have to go by magnesium deficiency symptoms. And of course, like I mentioned, there is a broad range of magnesium deficiency symptoms, but because we are all, you know, have some level of deficiency of magnesium, because magnesium is such a common deficiency, if you have any suspicions that you might benefit from magnesium supplementation, pretty good chance that you would benefit and that it's a good thing for you to try.
I think I read one time that between 70 and 80% of the population was deficient in North America.
They estimate the global deficiency at 80%. I know Health Canada says that magnesium is one of the least common nutrients consumed through food.
What are some things that create deficiency?
Our soil, like our food supply and fast food kind of lifestyle, we'll say, are a big one. So studies show that we actually have a 30% reduction in our soil of in the magnesium content. So that's a huge one. So automatically, even if you're, you know, really focusing on magnesium-rich food, 30% loss since the 70s. We also have to look at magnesium in our fast food society. And I don't even mean like if you say, oh, I don't eat fast food. It's still in processed food, in fast cooking methods, in so many different ways we cook, we easily deplete the magnesium from our food. And also there's certain traditional ways to prepare food, like you should soak your rice, you should soak your beans before you cook it. That helps break down things like the oxalates and the phytates. And if you don't do that, then those, what they're called anti-nutrients, can bind to magnesium and just rob our body of magnesium. And, you know, whenever I talk to most people don't take the time to soak their nuts and seeds and all of, you know, their whole grains. And so we're actually not getting, even when we see that there's a lot of magnesium in a food, if we're not cooking it properly, we're not able to access that magnesium in the food. And then the same goes for raw and cooked. You know, sometimes you hear, oh, raw is better. But sometimes if you don't cook the right greens, like something like spinach, actually, if you cook it, it breaks down those oxalates, which doesn't then allow our body to be robbed of magnesium. So it gets very complicated when it comes to diet. Certainly doable to get magnesium, you know, through the diet, but a lot of people lack the time and the know-how. And then another big reason we're deficient is because of our stress levels. Stress plays a huge role in magnesium deficiency.
Children and magnesium, very important.
Yes, extremely important. And, you know, children can sometimes even be more deficient than adults because they're picky eaters. And magnesium is extremely important for their skeletal health. You don't have the right nutrients as your skeleton is developing, you're already at an increased risk for osteoporosis by the time you're 20. For concentration, it's major. You know, ADHD has been shown to have a link to low magnesium in the cells. So magnesium is essential for concentration, for calming, for focus. So, you know, some parents will give their kids magnesium before school just to help them stay calm and focused at school. And then, of course, magnesium helps sleep and stress. You know, children don't experience stress in the same way adults do. They don't, you know, they're not as cognitively stressed because they have too much going on, but they have a lot of changes going on in their life and in their body, and it does cause them stress. And, of course, we all know the importance of proper sleep for children. I mean, for all of us, but especially children need a lot of sleep. That's when they grow. That's when they repair. That's when all of their necessary body processes happen. So a lot of children, if they're deficient in magnesium, they not only have a hard time settling at night, but they also just don't get into the deep, restful sleep that they should be getting into.
And immunity.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Immune health. Exactly. So magnesium, I've already talked about, you know, one of my passions about how much it's needed for vitamin D activation in the body. You know, we hear always about how we need vitamin D, and we don't hear enough about magnesium. But magnesium goes further than just needing that, than just being a cofactor for vitamin D. Magnesium also is really excellent immune modulator. So it helps build immune cells. It helps target the cells that we don't want in our body, the infectious cells, and it helps. It truly is magnesium. We don't say immune booster because it doesn't boost our immune system, but it modulates it. It helps keep it balanced to make sure that it's working and functioning properly when we do encounter an attack. Magnesium is one of those nutrients that we just need to keep giving our body a steady supply every day in order to keep our immune system strong. If you have magnesium every day, your immune system will naturally be that much stronger.
So there's that cofactor again that you talked about earlier.
And again, that's a very overlooked role of magnesium. Most people don't think of magnesium as an essential immune nutrient, but it makes the cells more active, which, you know, helps them attack any viruses or bacteria.
Megan, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, let's talk about some of the maladies that magnesium deficiency creates.